Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. A couple of videos went viral in the last few weeks featuring some of America's oldest citizens. One was of a 92-year-old World War II veteran who threw out the first pitch at a Major League Baseball game on Memorial Day.
The other was a 106-year-old woman who got to visit with the President and First Lady and used the occasion to dance in the White House.
The grandfather of Lake Effect contributor Jesse Garcia isn't quite that old, but at 102, can certainly claim the title of one of Wisconsin's oldest residents. Jesse recently stopped in to see him and gained some insights into life, death, and our overall well-being.
I'm in the parking lot of a retirement home on my way to visit my 102-year-old grandfather. He's not my real grandfather, as in a blood relative. He's the father of my stepfather. I met him when I was 10 years old. But he has been a grandfather to me ever since, sending my elementary school self clippings about the movie E.T., saving things out of his treasured Reader's Digests he thought I might find interesting, and always, always telling me he loved me. I refer to him, and always have, as Abe. His full name is Abraham Landsman, born in 1914. He was my age 2 years before John F. Kennedy was elected. What mind-boggling changes he has witnessed from pre-World War I to now. It's been a few months since I've seen Abe, and I'm anxious to give his bony frame a big hug.
Noble Village.
Hi, I'm here to see Abe Landsman in room 330.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Abe moved from Florida to Wisconsin to be near all of us shortly after his wife passed away in 1990. Immediately, he took to Madison, learning the bus routes, gaining a girlfriend, and then another when the first passed away, and always dancing, lifting weights, reading, and being a full participant in life. He became a front desk attendant at the Madison Senior Center and earned an award as the oldest worker on the city's payroll at the age of 88. But he wasn't ready to stop, not even close. Abe worked 7 more years until finally retiring at the age of 95. Now at 102, we all know he's over the usual expiration mark. I'm blessed to have had Abe for this long, and he remains lucid in mind, even if his body hunches over a bit. Up the stairs I walk in my clunky clogs to his floor. I have rarely seen Abe in anything but dress pants, solid leather loafers, and a clean and pressed shirt. Today is no different. He is in the reception area in his wheelchair, pouring himself a cup of coffee in a plastic cup. The nurse tells me he's been watching the clock, and I'm 5 minutes late.
How are you?
I just woke up.
Well, good.
We hug, and using his feet for power instead of his hands, he rolls himself to his studio apartment down the hall. Settling in, he's ready to chat, his hearing aids turned up, his glasses on, and the plastic cup of coffee still in his hand.
Well, how are you feeling today?
Wonderful.
I have so many things I want to ask him. Big picture stuff, too. After all, most of us don't live past the century mark.
Do you have a sense for how long you think you will live?
105. There's no reason why I shouldn't go 3 more years, at least 3 more years.
What's the first memory that you have of your life?
When I was about 3 years old, a cousin who was probably 10 years old used to come over. It was in Bronx, New York City. And he'd play with me. But he always brought along a handmade airplane, like a toy. But it went, a couple of yards or so.
Abe, what do you think has been the biggest innovation that you've seen in 102 years?
Well, probably the computer, I imagine. I think with the computer, the whole world changes.
Abe has a computer gathering dust in the corner of his room. He claims something is always broken on it.
It's not working right now. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. It was working, all of a sudden it stopped working. I meant to ask somebody to look at it.
What would you say has been the secret to a long life?
Well, it's probably maybe 30%, natural with genes, and the rest is probably diet. Our diet was mostly fruits and vegetables.
Do you still lift weights now?
I should, but I don't do it. The only thing I have a bicycle over there, mm-hmm. which I use every day for about 40, 50, 60 revolutions.
Do you still eat oatmeal every day?
Every morning. I still eat oatmeal every morning.
How many years now?
Oh, probably 80 years at least. I don't eat anything else. It's just oatmeal.
Maybe that's the secret to longevity.
I think that is one secret. A diet, a love, friendship.
I wanted to ask you about some of the happiest days of your life. What would you say if I asked you that?
Happiest days. I got married. When the children were born.
In 1976, Abe's daughter Marsha told her parents she was gay.
You remember that clearly?
Yeah, very definitely, yeah. In fact, there's a picture here, maybe, I think. Leading a gay parade.
Abe and his wife marched in the front of a gay pride parade not long after.
You just wanted to support Marsha.
Yeah, oh yeah.
One of the great tragedies of Abe's life is that the same daughter, Marsha, died of non-smoker's lung cancer at the age of 59.
I think that we are born with genes. From the day we're born, the genes are there, and it just takes time to erupt. The good Lord, in his funny ways, her funny ways, planned this.
I'm wondering what you think happens after we die.
I don't think about that. It happens. It's not within our power to do anything about it.
So you don't worry about death? You don't fret about it?
No, It comes. I gotta do not resuscitate here.
Why did you choose to have that?
Well, I said it's enough. 105 is enough.
Abe is one of the oldest men in the assisted living home where he lives. He sits at meals with three women, who sometimes drive him crazy with what he considers childish issues.
You're sitting in my seat. You know that's my seat. Get off.
They argue about seating arrangements.
Yeah.
Ever since Abe's longtime girlfriend died, he has been looking for another romantic companion. But so far, no luck.
I went around asking. Nobody's interested. I mean, just to get together and hug, kiss. Most of the people living here are probably in their 90s already. Don't they miss that closeness also?
Abe served in World War II, but avoided combat because he was able to type well.
6 months later, they made me company clerk. And that's what saved my life.
Would you say you've had a good life?
I think so. Raised two wonderful children. Although, Marsha, unfortunately, she had cancer.
When you look back on your life, would you say that you have any regrets or not?
I don't think I have any regrets. Could I have done this? Could I have done that?
So if you live to be 105, 3 years from now, is there anything that you would want to say to your loved ones before you pass?
No, it seems to me you're doing what you like to do. You're not killing people. You're leading a good life. It's a good life out there if you make it good for yourself.
Abe has only two grandchildren, me and 18-year-old Emma, who was adopted by Marsha before she died. Abe's bloodline will not continue, but he has been a wonderful grandfather. As we wrap up our conversation, I lean closer to his wheelchair, the slight smell of coffee still on his breath as I kiss his cheek.
I love you.
I love you too. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
We are leaving and he is getting ready for lunch with the ladies. He still can't believe the amount of energy they put in to who sits where and why.
I mean, we're not children anymore. So if you sat here all the time and today somebody else is sitting there, so what? It's just a chair.
For Lake Effect, I'm Jesse Garcia.
Lake Effect contributor Jesse Garcia is an author and longtime Milwaukee television sportscaster. Her next book, detailing the history of Wisconsin's Olympians 1900 to the present, is due out this year.